There's legacy problems and we have no problem with that, but I'm asking, is there an inventory done in our towns and villages that there's Victoria pipes in place for over 100, 200 years? Okay, we're always on about the water supply coming in, but it's the actual pipes themselves that have been there that long. They need to be replaced. Is there an itinerary done for towns and villages that I know for a fact that there was from the hospital to my junction in town, that infrastructure is over there 100, 200 years? So, I mean, that's only one. So I'm saying in our towns and villages, okay, we're always on them about water leaks and this and that and the quality of water. But surely to God, if the infrastructure that's in place isn't right, that's the starting point. So that's what this is about.
Yeah, and unless, you know, that infantry is done and the problems are identified, you can talk until the cows come home about water being lost through leaks or whatever. Here's a good chance where they're going through clay pipes that are 100 years plus.
Well, there was an issue there where I was talking to a guy, and it was in Sean McDermott Street, where there was leaking 3,000 litres a day, 7 days a week for 2 years. And who's paying for that? Is that business? Is it somebody else? So, I mean, I met the guy doing the work at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean, that's just one part of the problem. But, I mean, surely to God, at this stage, Irish Water's up and going 5 or 6 years, whatever they're up and going. Is there an inventory done in our towns and villages of the old infrastructure and a time span when they're going to replace it?